Churchgoers leap into action. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police saying that churchgoers detained the gunman who committed a mass shooting at Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, Sunday. At least five people were shot and one person is dead. Police saying the suspect is an Asian male in his 60s and has been taken into custody.
This all started at around 1:30. That's when police say they got a call, reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they found five victims. A sixth person was also injured during this, but they were also treated to the hospital. Population inside that church this afternoon was largely Taiwanese.
Travis Rice of Fox TV affiliate KTTV. A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, killing 10 people and wounding three others. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown praising the quick response from the police department.
If the Buffalo police had not responded as quickly as they did, more lives would have been lost to this deranged gunman.
The suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. The FBI investigating the attack as a hate crime. 11 of the victims are black and two are white. A racist manifesto allegedly written by Gendron was posted on social media before the mass shooting. A Pennsylvania Senate candidate who is leading the Democratic primary polls suffers a stroke.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and his wife Giselle took to Twitter to explain. He said,
"It was on Friday. I just wasn't feeling very well."
His wife urged him to see a doctor, after which she disclosed,
"John had a stroke that was caused by a clot from his heart."
She says the clot was cleared and he should fully recover, but he has been ordered to rest. He is staying in the race.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The highly anticipated Pennsylvania primaries set for Tuesday. Senate candidate Kathy Barnett becoming one of the Republican frontrunners.
Kathy Barnett just met with some prospective voters. Typically, Philadelphia wouldn't be the place to try to win over Republicans, but the Northeast region is somewhat of a swing region. She really has been making strides in this campaign, and very, very quickly, she's risen in the polls, making the once neck-and-neck race between Dr. Oz and David McCormick now a three-way tie at the top. The big question is, though, which Republican will be able to face off against Democratic frontrunner and current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman? But Barnett right now, because of all the gains she has made, is facing some criticism, especially over some past statements she has made that has been deemed anti-Muslim and homophobic. So at this point, it really still may be any person's game.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The North Carolina primaries also taking place on Tuesday. Trump-endorsed Senate candidate Representative Ted Budd telling Fox News Live Sunday about what his focus will be if he wins the Senate seat.
They do not want a Joe Biden, radical left candidate.
Budd has previously stated that he supports overturning Roe versus Wade. The Doctor Strange sequel still top dog at this weekend's box office.
For a second week, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness holds the top spot, adding $61 million in North American theaters based on studio estimates.
I did what I had to do to protect our world.
It's the second highest grossing film of the pandemic, with $688 million globally. Doctor Strange benefiting from being the first Marvel movie since Spider-Man No Way Home. Family films fill out the top three spots, The Bad Guys in second, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in third. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.